Galileo,
Galileo, Piccolo,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die?
Okay, welcome back. Oh my gosh. If the next song was playing, no, it wasn't. I think we just spiked the mic by me laughing. My bad, guys. Guys, I'm not locked. Okay.
You could not do an ASMR show. Like,
yes, I could.
The people could not fall asleep.
No, I could. Okay, I just, like, there would have to be nothing that makes me laugh at all.
You're just, like, a dark room by yourself. Like, yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. Well, yeah, the studio's pretty dark because there's no one else here before. Besides, if it was, like, dark, like, I'd be able to lock in, like.
Yeah.
POV, I'm giving you a barbershop. I'm giving you a haircut. Okay, so that was Bohemian Rhapsody. Also, hello if you're tuning in just at 4 p.m. on the dot. My name is Alani, DJ Lani, actually, and I am the DJ of Miss Alani's Music, and I'm here today with...
Lily.
Who's my friend, and we're going to talk about the songs that I'm playing, which
I'm
is fun.
I'm not a DJ or nothing. I'm just here.
Lily's just goated like that, actually. Yep. So, yeah, that was Bohemian Rhapsody, and,
such
you know...
Such a classic.
Just a classic. This one was for my mother. Love you, Mom. I love this song to death. It is peak karaoke song also, I believe. Even though it's very long, I think that it just has that grip
it's
throughout.
Like three different songs in one.
Yeah, and that's why it's peak. And were you there when we watched Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, it was so good.
It's such a good movie.
It's such a good movie. I like almost cried. Oh, it's such a good movie.
I think I did. It's been a while since I've seen it, but
it's
yeah,
so
I shed
good.
Tears for
it's
sure.
It's actually so peak. I think I cry every time I watch it, but I don't know if we're too low right now, but I'm scared I'm going to start laughing. No, I think we're good. I think we're chill.
I think some love should go towards Jonathan Groff for his cover on Glee of Bohemian Rhapsody while Quinn gives birth at the same time. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, you know, and that's your journey.
Yeah. I still unironically listen
and
to that
I respect,
version.
And I respect that fully, and I love that a lot.
Thank you.
And the next song is actually a song by Eddie Murphy. And did you know Eddie Murphy made music?
I knew he was a singer. I did not know he, like, properly made music.
Yeah, so Eddie Murphy actually has a song called Party All the Time, and I think I listen to it a lot. Unless I'm, like, making up fake memories right now, like, I remember hearing this a lot. And my dad really likes this song, so this one is for my father.
Shout out Alani's dad.
Yeah, shout out to dad. Love that guy. So next is Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. Get excited, actually.
Get lit.
Get lit, crazy movie. Let's go. All right. We are so... The next song did not just start playing. We are so back. So that was Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time. Lily, what did you feel about that? Your mic isn't on. Don't say anything.
I'm here.
Your mic is on now.
Okay. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I loved the instrumental mostly with the like clapping in the back. Mm-hmm. I did not know Eddie Murphy was serious about music like that. Good
I
for
think
him.
Allegedly he might only have two songs because as I am doing my DJ stuff in the background, I did only see two pop up. So what maybe he was just like a two hit like lock in. Mm. And he locked in, actually. He really did lock in, I
was
think.
Was this before like Shrek? Like, do we know when this falls in the Eddie Murphy timeline?
This was released in 1985.
Oh, so way before.
Yeah, way before Shrek.
Maybe he realized, like, I can't be this serious.
No, like, I have to get goofy. Like, mm-hmm. He was like, I have to lock in. We should watch the Goofy movie. Side note. Love that movie a lot. Yeah. Really good. Yeah, so that was Party All the Time. Lily seemed to have liked it. Thank God. I like this song a lot. And, yeah, I think that the next song... This song is just, like, a bunch of stuff from the 80s. Because, ergo, my parents are, like... I don't know if they'd want me to say their ages on air.
No, but hey, it's for support.
Ergo, my parents are older than 30 years old. So
yeah, my parents would probably appreciate this show as well. Maybe they're tuned in. Hey, guys, if you're tuned in.
If you're Lily's parents and you're tuned in, what's up, gang?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
So, yeah, and the next song is going to be Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. And I love this song a lot. Lily, thoughts on this song?
I don't know this one. I'll have to give it a listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
This is crazy.
I don't know. I don't
this is like my song of alt. I think my... pandemic birthday, lock into this, mm-hmm. Right before pandemic birthday, I definitely posted like a Snapchat private story to me lip syncing this song and a TikTok. Like, it's really important to me. Also, I'm not spelling his name right. I'm flopping. Hold on, guys.
Corey Hart.
This is all DJ stuff happening in the background. Like, I just like, you know,
you guys
I have
don't to, understand. Yeah. This is the multitasking goat over here. Like,
I just gotta like,
I'm seeing you're looking around, you're clicking buttons, like, you're hacking into the mainframe.
I'm hacking in a way I've never hacked in before. But yeah, so this is gonna be Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Are we still back? Your mic is on. You can talk.
Oh, I'm here.
You were just staring at me.
I'm like waiting for your cue across the room. We can barely see each other, you guys. No. We're like fighting wires and stuff to see each other.
Yeah, you guys don't know. The studio setup is actually like we can't see anything. Like I don't. Lily is like an enigma to me right now. Like, yeah. I don't see her at all.
I'm actually a figment of your imagination.
Oh, dang it. Yeah. Dang it.
It's okay.
So what did you think about Sunglasses at Night?
I loved that song. I like how it went from like the kind of not acoustic, but like the guitar parts to the very electronic parts. I feel like they flowed together really nicely. It was a bit long, I will say. I feel like it kind of dragged on just a tiny bit for my personal taste, but maybe I just have like a horrible attention span.
You have that Gen Z like, we can't put on the 80s music. It's just like...
Yeah, like the TikTok brain, I guess it's just taken over
the
me.
TikTok brain rot.
But it was very good. I liked it a lot.
I love the song a lot. My mom did say my favorite heart emoji to me while I was playing this, so shout out mom.
Aww.
But yeah, great song. Corey Hart, what a guy, low-key. I don't really have much to say about that because we talked about it a bit before we started the song. Mm-hmm. So next song is Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run by Billy Ocean. Do we know this song, Lily?
No, we don't. I don't even know what I grew up on. I grew up on the Glee songs that my sister put on my iPod Touch. I grew up on Ariana Grande and then the niche progressive rock bands that my dad would play in the car. And I would be like, Dad, I don't like this. And I would put my headphones on, like, in rebellion. So this is all new for me. I'm enjoying it.
I'm so glad you're having a new music experience. Mm-hmm. So I really hope you like Billy Ocean.
I'm so excited.
And let's get it running, guys.
From my mind, yeah.
Okay. While this, like, fades out, this beautiful fade out.
Ow.
My earrings are stuck in my headphones. It's okay. No. Chill, chill, chill. Okay. How'd you feel about this song?
This was my favorite so far, I think. I loved the sax solo. This one did not drag on at all for me. Like, I fully just added it to my playlist just now. Like, I really liked it.
And, well, at least we got some input from Lily's dad.
We have some outside feedback. My dad just said, you guys are doing great. Thanks, King. And he said, I used to call this song Green Bean Queen. And so, now, do with that what you will.
Yeah, and you know, I just think that me and your dad have a similar, like, word processing.
Oh, totally. No, you guys would be besties. Like,
yeah, I think if we just lock into how we don't pronounce or, like, process things.
Yeah.
That's King right there. Mm-hmm. So this next song is specifically for my father. And this song is really, I think I used to sit on my parents' bed and watch the music video for this song all the time.
Aww.
And so the next song, I feel like I don't want to say the name. I just want my dad to hear it.
Yeah, but surprise.
Yeah, it's really important, and I love it a lot. So this one's for you, Dad, and for Mom. But I know Dad loves this artist a lot, specifically. So this one's for you. And let's go, actually. This is a surprise song. Get ready.
Get ready.
a soldier.
So, while Soldier of Love kind of fades out in the background, what did you think about that?
I really liked it. I know I said the other song, like, kind of dragged on a little bit, but this one, it just felt very stylistic. It was super cool. I loved the vocals. I loved the vibes. And, I mean, if it means a lot to you, it means a lot to me.
Thanks, my goat.
Of course.
If you guys aren't tuned into Sade, I hope I'm saying her name right. Queen, I love you. I know you're not listening to this, but I love you. You need to be tuned in quickly, actually.
Yeah.
Because we were just trying to go over what songs Lily may know. And I was like, wait, all of her songs are actually, like, hits of all time. Like, they're, like, she's actually the goat. So, yeah. Dad, I hope you enjoyed that one. And also, plugging the phone number, feel free to call us. 607-436-2711. That is 607-436-2711. Wony 90.9 FM. Was that, like, cool, like, operator?
I liked that. I liked it. Yeah. I liked how you repeated it.
Thank you.
Like, with the different speeds.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah, I loved it.
But yeah, the next song is going to be some Prince. Because I heard the song all the time. I did not mean to make that noise, guys. I think I just slipped out. I heard this song all the time, and I really do enjoy it. I think this would have to be one of my favorite Prince songs, honestly. Like, it's just goated. When you just, like, it's just that good, honestly. So, yeah.
Can't go wrong with
you
Prince.
You can't go wrong with Prince, honestly. And that's why this is peak, actually. Mm-hmm. If I could... okay. I'm struggling
deep breath,
over here.
Deep breath.
So, many things are happening. So, yeah. Please enjoy When Doves Cry.
Whoa. One more time.
When Doves Cry.
Yes.
By Prince.
Yes.
And here we go. Okay. I hope you guys are enjoying, like, the kind of ambiance in the back while I let, like, I think every song from, like, the 80s or behind or after, before we got to, like, what, Y2K, I think, era?
Yeah.
I think Y2K era is still, like, they're all the songs are, like, 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
Very long, long song. What is happening in the back?
Whoa.
So beautiful right now. I want you guys to know that Lily did hit a high note while we were in here, and I think she might be Prince low-key.
Hey, reincarnation, we don't know if it's real or not. You know what I mean?
You know what's true?
And you have to watch out.
And when you lock in, like, the royal family kind of passing away and then Trisha Paytas getting pregnant.
Yes.
If we lock into, like, that theory, like, I think, like, we, like, there's much to think about. Honestly.
Nothing is impossible, you know?
And that's true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I listened to this song a lot when I was a kid. I think I remember hearing it in the car a lot. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed When Doves Cry. Yeah, and the next song... We're finally getting some Spanish music up in here because, yes, if you don't know, I am fully Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. And I am very loud and proud about that, but I don't talk about it a lot on the show.
Yeah.
But I assume most people who are listening do know me and do know my roots. So, yeah. And the next song is, like, the song that I'd hear on, like, a Saturday morning. It was also my mom's ringtone for a minute.
Oh.
It's really stressful to hear the song. I think it was my mom's ringtone for a while. Unless I'm like, it was someone in my family's ringtone. Every time I heard it, I go, phone, get the phone, like, I'm,
you have,
lock
like
in.
That reaction,
yeah,
that,
like that, like that phone, it's
urgency.
Like when I hear my dad's ringtone in public and I like jump up.
Yes.
But yeah, so the next song is gonna be some Marc Anthony, so this one's for you, mom. And this is like a classic, like Saturday morning you have to clean and like I'm gonna sleep for longer because I don't want to clean,
and you hear it like downstairs,
yeah,
like in the other room, like,
yeah.
Oh god, they're cleaning.
I like the way my house is laid, I was like, my room is the farthest from my parents, and so I kind of hear it in the distance and I go, No.
They're going to wake me up soon.
No.
I'm going to have to help.
I don't want to do it. So, yeah. So, yeah. Enjoy some Marc Anthony. And shout out to Puerto Rico.
Shout out Puerto Rico.
Shout out the motherland, honestly. And, yeah. So, enjoy this one. Yeah. That was Mark Anthony.
Yes. It was.
Yeah. And it was really good. And I was correct. It is my mom's ringtone. So look at me not having false memories.
You've got that memory.
Yeah. I'm low-key. I have that memory. Yeah. The song is really good. I hope you know that I sat here for that full, like, 4 minutes and sang that whole song. Yeah. Lily was witness to that.
It's true.
And
I sat there enjoying it.
I'm so glad you did.
I love music in
this
Spanish.
This song just makes me think about the fact that I'm not the best at dancing, but every time, like Spanish music comes on at, like, the party, and, like, my aunt's like, all right, come on, you gotta dance. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, oh, I can't. I look terrible. And then I've recently just decided to lock in. So,
And you just have to think of the message of that song, you know, and be like, I'm going to live my life, you know?
No, literally. And I'm going to dance on the dance floor with my family, because family is heart, love, joy, happiness.
So true.
And that's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
And that's a great segue into our next song, actually, because I just said heart. And you know what the next song is?
What is it?
Tell it to my heart. Tell me I'm the only one. Yeah, we locked in for that, by the way. So the next song is Tell It to My Heart by Taylor Zane, and I hope you guys enjoy. This is my mom classic, low-key.
Yes.
Shout
out Alani's mom.
Yeah, my mom's kind of goated like that, but I also could be false memory, but
a shout out or not shout out, that might be retroactive,
but I think it's low-key shout out. Like, my mom likes this song. No wait, we're spiking the mics. No, we can't laugh, like, we can't be joyful. Laughing. It's like a no laugh zone. Okay, wait, now I'm gonna put them back up because you cannot hear us. Okay, this is, like, crazy. Like, I'm low-key, like, audio. Like,
you are.
Put me in, coach. Okay, so yeah, just Tell It to My Heart. Let's go. Also, there's not a lot of time left, so we're gonna lock in. We're gonna play what I want to play. I have a vision, and I have things ready to go, and hopefully we get far, and we'll see where that takes us. So yeah, let's see.
Emotion overload.
Tell it to my heart, low-key.
And tell me I'm the only one.
And that's, and I've honestly, like, I've been saying that. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. many wouldn't get it, but we do. And that's what's important.
Yeah.
Not much to say about the song. I just really like it.
No, such a classic. I will say I'm not the biggest fan of, like, a fade-out of a repeating chorus in a song. Mm. I'm kind of glad that that trend isn't as much of a thing. Like, you, I can appreciate it, but I'm not a fan of a looping chorus fade-out. I don't know why. I think it only works for very specific songs.
This music industry major. This music industry major. Analyzing the music.
If I ever create a song, trust it will not have a repeating chorus.
Will it be 5 minutes long?
Probably not.
Okay. Are we hitting that, like, two? Are we hitting, like, the K-pop 2 minute? Or are we going a little longer?
I think certain songs should be very short, and certain songs should be, like, around the 4 minute mark.
Okay.
I think anything past that, like, my personal taste, I'm not a huge fan.
You're
of
not
it.
Messing
but again,
with it,
I have
personally.
I have an appreciation for it. You know?
No, and I'm glad you do, honestly. Like, I'm not, you're like, okay, this is evil.
Exactly.
So next we have some wham, wham. Say I just hit you, goes wham.
I just got hit.
Wham,
basically.
Wham. So yeah, oh my gosh, I can't laugh, like, guys, like, I don't think you guys understand. I'm spiking the mic, I'm sorry for all my listeners, I'm so sorry. So yeah, next is Everything She Wants by Wham.
I got only some know the Christmas song by them, so I'm excited to hear this.
Last Christmas. Who's that guy who's in Wham? What's his name?
I can't help you.
Oh my gosh, what is his name? Oh my, he's my goat. Well, George Michael.
Yes,
I love him a lot.
Yes,
shout out to him. That's all. That guy. Yeah, this is gonna be Everything She Wants by Wham. Not one of the Wham songs that I have been hearing from outside sources, unfortunately.
Oh, are you getting other requests?
I'm getting other competing requests, but technically no one has called in, so I don't think I'm held to that.
Legally,
like, I don't think
want.
I'm held up to that, and I'm gonna start the music before someone else can call in. Guys, if you're my family, do not call in. Like, I'm locked in.
We're gonna get a million calls.
Yeah, like, don't call. You can call, but, like, also, like, don't. Like, okay, anyways, this is Everything She Wants by Wham.
That should go in here because the feedback's gonna mess up.
You're on air. Sorry. I thought my mic was on. So, yeah, we have a caller requester. Person on the phone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jacob Mendez. I am a SUNY Cornell alum. Go Red Dragons! Go Red Dragons. Anyways, I would love to request an artist. I would like to hear the King of Pop.
I'd love
to hear Michael Jackson.
So Michael Jackson.
To close out my day.
That's actually really funny because Michael Jackson is the next song, actually. So you actually read, I think it's a sibling connection and you read my mind.
Yeah.
I never said I'm your brother, by the way.
You have the same last name as me.
I don't know where these allegations are coming.
Okay. All right.
These sibling allegations.
The sibling allegations are strong right now. Also, wait, we can barely hear you. Hold on.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I think it's just audio. Okay. Yeah, so actually the next song is...
Can
you guess what song it is?
I heard Thriller. I heard Beat It already, so I'm going to guess Beat It. Oh.
Something just like happened. I pressed play by accident, but it was supposed to be Billie Jean. So it is going to be Billie Jean. So
okay, Billie Jean.
Get ready for that one.
To all my Oneonta listeners, I'm proud of you guys for being the number two Red Dragon.
Oh, no, that's why you guys lost. Right. You guys didn't even get far enough in Mascot Madness, actually.
All right. I appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Okay. This is how I call it. How I hang up. Okay, cool. All right. And the next song is, indeed, Billie Jean. Not my lover. She's just a girl. What?
I'm the one.
But the kid is not my son. And that is true. And let's hear it. Okay. While Michael Jackson fades out into the blackness, like the darkness.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We're so back, except we're not so back, because this is actually us saying goodbye.
Yes.
Do we have one more song after this? But it is a song we have on rotation that we think you guys should listen to.
Totally.
Which is going to be Debo Ray Money. But this has been Miscellaneous Music. Hashtag songs I grew up on. Edition. Whoa. Yeah. Thanks to family who gave me all your input. And thanks to our caller, who apparently wasn't my brother. That was allegations. That was not confirmed. Allegations that haven't been confirmed. Random SUNY Cortland alumni. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Lily, how'd you enjoy being on here today?
I loved it. I really want to come on again sometime.
I'm so glad you had a lot of fun. I think that a little preview of next week, we want to do a songs my friends want me to play.
Mm-hmm. I will be submitting.
So I will be asking, give me some songs and I'll put them on the radio. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening with me.